The comprehensive plan looks at land use in the new borough, which is going into its fourth year of existence as a municipality. The document also discusses the budget realities, economic development possibilities, as well as transportation issues and infrastructure needs. Consultants from the Anchorage firm Agnew Beck drafted the comprehensive plan for the borough and presented final drafts to the assembly earlier this month. That company's Chris Beck explained the document does carry some legal authority for the intentions of the municipality, but he said the comprehensive plan does not set out specific actions for the borough's assembly.
So the language by design is general. It's future-oriented. It sets intention. It does not tie the hands in very many cases on the specific actions you could take or the specific constraints placed on a private landowner.
The draft comprehensive plan does make some specific recommendations that the assembly could consider in the future. Those include expanding the local seafood industry, improving access for small cruise boats and other visitors, and encouraging small timber sales for local sawmills. Beck explained to the assembly that the plan also recognizes Petersburg's quality of life as important for the local economy.
Having that suite of amenities, the yoga class, the dance class, the activities after school, all those things turn around and support the economy. And so finding a way to balance the provision of those with the realities that we've laid out in those other slides is one of the themes of this whole document.
The plan recommends frugality in providing those local public services and encourages public-private partnerships where possible. It also says the borough could use the skills and resources of the growing population of older residents. Another recommendation is to improve communication with the more remote residents of the borough and increasing transparency for finances of the local government. The plan recommends that the borough adopt a generalized land use map and extend subdivision authority to the entire borough. At this week's assembly meeting, Assemblymember Bob Lynn questioned how the comprehensive plan fit in with information put out during the lead-up to borough formation.
In the public testimony and in the follow-up responses to the public comment, there was promises made to these people outside of Service Area 1. How do you see those playing into this? Because I, reading the document, I see those promises, some of those promises anyhow, thrown out the window.
Service Area 1 is the area within the boundaries of the old city of Petersburg, and Lynn has voiced opposition to extending that zoning authority borough-wide. The land use map in the document could pave the way for that discussion to start. The borough's community development director, Liz Cabrera, responded to Lynn. She said the planning document does not establish that power.
Again, it's you pass a document, it doesn't create zoning in any way. It just has a general intent. And if you read the language that's in the plan, it says you should consider zoning. So what they're saying is, you know, most places have some type of land use on their within their boundaries. You should think about doing that and what some of the benefits are of doing that within the borough and outside of Service Area 1.
Besides the comprehensive plan, the consultants also drafted a waterfront master plan that identifies needs within the harbor department and examines the conditions of local docks and floats while recommending the borough look into acquiring more waterfront property. The proposed schedule has the borough taking public comment on the two plans into early next month and then beginning a series of hearings. The Planning Commission and Harbor Board would hold public input sessions in mid-January and then a joint hearing and work session on the waterfront plan. In February, the Planning Commission would hold a final hearing and make recommendations to the Borough Assembly on whether or not to approve the documents, along with suggested changes. Then it would be up to the Borough Assembly to vote on the two plans in late February and March. The Assembly agreed to go with that schedule on Monday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.